Now let's go back in time for a moment. The year 1957, the USSR launches Sputnik 1. The final new episode of I Love Lucy airs on CBS. American Bandstand premieres 3 months later. The first Frisbee toys go on sale. And in an eerie coincidence, the Asian flu pandemic begins. And July 10th, 1957 is when the book Old Paul, The Mighty Logger by Glenn Rounds was due back at the Queen's Public Library, but it wasn't returned. Until last month, more than 63 years later, along with a $500 donation for the trouble. Turns out the person who had it all this time lives here in Wisconsin, and now her story is being told all over the country, even outside the U.S. Betty Diamond is a Madison resident, playwright and director for the Madison Theater Guild. She's the one who checked out Old Paul when she was 10 years old. Betty, thanks a lot for joining us today.
It's my pleasure.
Well, I know you've done tons of interviews about this, Betty. Thanks for being up for doing one more. Start us off with the story. You check out the book. Why didn't you return it way back then?
As far as I recall, the reason I didn't return it was I had let it get overdue, and I was just like too embarrassed to return it. And so as a 10-year-old might figure out, well, then let's just pretend it didn't happen. And so I just never returned the book.
Now, if I'd hung on to a book at age 10, I'm pretty sure I would have lost it or disposed of it somehow by now. How did you still have it 5 dozen plus years later?
Well, I like books. I tend to keep them. And, you know, it was on my bookcase. It was a pretty little book. It was, I had a red cover and black and white illustrations. You know, it was a hardback. And yeah, it just stayed with me, as do many of my books.
Now, in my head, this is like, you know, the telltale heart was at Poe. And this thing is just the guilt of this book is nagging at you for years and years. What finally drove you over the top to return it?
Well, it's not exactly that it was in my consciousness.
Well, I may have over-dramatized.
But, well, you know, people ask me that, and the answer is truly, I don't know. It was just that I was having a discussion with some friends about making amends. And, you know, I had thought about the book on and off because it was on a bookcase and I would see it. And every now and again, I would just go, I really should return that book. And finally, this time it was like, okay, I'm ready. I'm going to do it. So, and, yeah.
And you made a donation, you know, the late fees and then some.
Well, but we do know that the fines, a lot of libraries no longer charge their fines, especially during the pandemic. But I mean, I was quite aware that the fines don't continue on for 63 years. They usually just reach a certain replacement value. So this was more a donation of affection for the institution of the public library.
I got to ask, this, you're a kid reading this in the Queens Public Library in New York City. You're reading a book about Paul Bunyan. You end up in Wisconsin. I mean, did the book inspire you to seek us out here?
No, but it was really funny when because I was at UW, and it was really funny when I, went to the student union, and there was this huge mural of Paul Bunyan and Babe the Blue Ox, and I finally, like, put two and two together. It's like, oh, my God, this is the area where those stories took place.
Talking to Betty Diamond of Madison, she recently got a lot of attention returning a 63-year overdue library book to a library in New York. Okay, Betty, let's get to part two of this story. You sent the book back. You sent this donation, and I'm guessing you thought that would be the end of it. How did you go from there to international phenomenon?
Beats me. It's really, really, yeah. So the library foundation that I had made the checkout to asked me if I would be willing to do some interviews with, the press. And I said, sure, thinking this would be, you know, part of my making amends. I would help them fundraise, perhaps. But I really thought that it would be like, you know, some local Queens newspaper or the library newsletter. And then the communications director said she was going to pitch it to the New York Times. And I just laughed. And I said, the Times is not going to want this story. And she said, well, we'll start there. And then I get this call, and the Times wanted the story. And it was like, all right, you know, it was bewildering, all the attention that it got.
Yeah, the Times, our friends at As It Happens on CBC, which you can hear from 7 to 8 here on the Ideas Network. The thing really snowballed. Do you have how many interviews have you done since that first one with the Times?
A few, not a huge number, because at a certain point it was like, thank you, no. And what was fun was, well, first of all, I was just laughing a lot because, like, when I got the call from the CBC, it was like, seriously? Really? Okay. And then I would be getting all of these texts from friends, like, you're on the front page of the Wisconsin State Journal. You know? And I got calls from my cousins in Florida saying, we just saw you in the Sunday Times, you know, and another friend from Minneapolis says that I was in the Minneapolis Star Tribune. And it was nuts. Oh, and then some of my favorite things, people were just sending me all these emails and stuff. And this friend of mine, in San Francisco, sent me like a newsletter from the San Francisco Book Festival, and there was a link to the article in that, you know, and it's just, yeah, it's a tad bewildering, but okay.
Now, I understand, Betty, you are still a library user. You routinely check out materials from your library, not in Queens anymore, but in Madison.
Yes, that is true.
Any recommendations? What have you read lately that that we want to know about a star like you reading and that we want to read ourselves?
Well, I've just, you know, this is pandemic reading. Mm-hmm. So I've for the first time started reading, I believe they're called Danish Noir Murder Mysteries. And so that's been my latest fad.
And now, Old Paul, 63 years later, would you recommend it? Was it worth the wait?
Sure. Oh, here's another thing. So the publishers of Old Paul, yes, contacted the New York Times to ask for my contact information. And they are sending me an anniversary edition of one of the books by the same author.
Oh, funny.
I know. But here's one other thing that I just do want to say, and that is that really gratifies me. And I was talking to the Queens Library folks, and they said that since the article came out, they've been getting a lot of donations. And that was the reason I've done the interviews. So here's a plug. Madison Library, Wisconsin Libraries, they can use the money.
That's a good place to leave it, Betty. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
You're very welcome.
That's Betty Diamond, Madison resident, playwright and director for the Madison Theater Guild. And we talked to her about the books she returned to the Queens Public Library 63 years late, the donations she included, and all the media attention she's received since, including from us.